Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Don't let the big cats get in the way, man. Not when you got spring football coming to an end. Don Bailey Jr., radio color analyst for the Canes, joins us this morning. DBJ, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Joe. I heard, was that Big Eddie or Big Billy?
No, I think that was Big Eddie. That was Big Eddie going, what the hell happened, man? I'm hungry. Yeah, no.
I'm hungry.
Always hungry. Hey, DBJ, got to ask you, man. I felt pretty good being out there about this team, and I hate we always start talking about record. What's your thoughts overall on where it started and where it ended for you?
Well, to me, I go back to spring one of Coach Cristobal, and if you can force yourself to remember what they looked like then, and then two, and then now three, I really think there's been a huge transformation of this football team. I think they are certainly a lot bigger. They're seem to be faster in some of the positions, playing a lot more physical brand of football. And it looks like the quarterback position, that room is in about as good a shape as it's been in a very, very, very long time. So, you know, there were some things that, you know, defensively you had a lot of guys hurt, but they seem like they're narrowing down, you know, some guys on that side of the football. And then on the offensive line, they're probably got out of spring football with at least eight or nine guys that they think that they can run with. And I think overall it's successful, yeah. But Coach Cristobal has done a great job of upgrading his roster, Joe. I mean, it's just the visual effect. Forget anything else. I think it's been fantastic.
So I said this early this morning because of these recruiting classes have been so good the last two. If it's even close, whether they're going into year two or year one, because we've seen guys can't come in and be really good right off the bat, like a right tackle and what you got out of defensive line with Reuben Bain last year. I think you got to play these guys right away, man. I'm not taking a chance. If they're showing signs they can play, they're going to play. Would you agree with that? And you think Coach Cristobal's in on that?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's – forget the fact that we used to have to wonder if there are great players, do we get them for 3 or 4 years? You may not know if you have a great player for a season these days.
That's right.
You know, the way the portal's set up and the way everybody's moving around, you don't know what you have, you know, sometimes week to week, but for sure season to season. And, you know, they're going to build the two deep. They're going to build the two deep to win football games. And who can help right now is who's going to play. This is taking on a more of an NFL model than a wait and see and let's groom somebody. I believe now if you can get on the field and you can help Miami win a football game, you're playing.
Let me ask you about JoJo Traitor before, and I know Jacoby George and Xavier Restrepo are really good, and I know he said nice things about Isaiah Horton, but JoJo Traitor, he looks like he's ready to play. Would you agree? I'm not saying every snap, but he needs to play.
He'll be on the field, Joe. There's just too much speed and too much athleticism. And in reality, there's not great depth at that spot. You know, there are going to be opportunities there. And I think the battle for Number three probably goes into the fall, but for sure 4, 5, and 6 goes into the fall. I you know, if the first three guys have been solidified, I guarantee you there's going to be question marks for 4, 5, and 6. And Trader has every day he did something in the spring, and that's hard to do when you're
a true freshman.
But it's hard to do. And he's a guy that came in, whether, you know, and it may not have been in team time, but he, you can see he is different, and that different will get him on the field.
Elijah Lofton has been the guy that everybody on the internet's talking about. He was a tight end. He's a running back. He's a little bit of everything. Is there a place for him, or is this just kind of a feeling because of injury, or what are your thoughts on Elijah Lofton?
So I'm going to tell you what he is. He's a freak. He's just this guy. I remember, you know, going out to practice in the spring or whatever it was. Maybe it was the fall. And I remember seeing Frank Gore. And I'm not comparing the two. Believe me, Frank Gore rushed for 10,000 yards in the NFL. But you just saw a flash of a guy. You know what I mean? Just an unassuming flash. And that's what he has done every single day, it seems. And they put him, you know, he played some running back. He's in the backfield a lot of the spring game. And he looks comfortable there. They had him at tight end. He looks comfortable there. They put him at H. He looks comfortable there. You know, he's just a bona fide football player. And I think that in the world has gotten so specialized in college football that we forget that there are still some guys that can play damn near every position. And, you know, they talk about he probably could play linebacker. And, you know, he could run down on special teams. And I don't think there's anything skill-wise that he can't do, because he is the one that made a play almost every day. Not just like made a catch. I'm talking about had a big run or had a spectacular catch. And physically he's there and very unassuming. I mean, they got him at 6'1", and he's probably lucky to be 6'1". I mean, he is 240, but he can outrun people. He can outjump them. He can catch them. And, you know, he's one of those guys that – are positively going to help Miami win football games this year. He gives you depth at numerous positions. And, you know, he's got a great attitude where he'll do anything you want, especially if it comes down to having to be on special teams, but he will participate.
You worried about running back health and depth still? Like, it seems like every time we turn around, somebody's either leaving or hurt.
Yeah, I am. And, you know, I thought that Coach Dawson, you know, last year when he came in, and he, you know, he says it's got to be a committee. That's a very physical position. We can't, you know, you can't count on one guy. And look what happened. I mean, we lost guys through the whole year, and including the bowl game. And now we go into spring, and we've got a redshirt freshman and a true freshman, and then Lofton, if you want to throw him into the bunch, they had to do that. I mean, so you've got two true freshmen and redshirt freshmen carrying a majority of the load in spring. So yes, I'm definitely concerned about running back, and I've bought into it. I don't think you have, you know, you got to play your numbers, right? You can't have 20 of those guys, but I don't think you have enough help at that position with how physical it is in today's game and how many guys you seem to lose, because let's face it, you know, better than anybody, Joe, you know, everybody wants to talk about the pass game and the explosive plays. If you can run that damn football, you know, you can control a lot of things. The clock, you can help control a very good defense. It'll help your quarterback. And let's face it, you know, Coach Cristobal, he's going to run the football.
Yeah, no question about that. So Cam Ward, was he what you thought he'd be? Better? What's been your take on him? I know he had a pretty darn good game the other day again.
I was at every practice, and I will tell you that every day I would go over there. Normally I go to the D-line, O-line, and make my rounds, but I would spend a little more time watching him. And there's not a throw that he can't make. There's not a play that he can't make happen. And he's just got control of it. And, you know, everybody knows you were on a football team for a lot of years with an outstanding quarterback in Dan Marino. And I was fortunate enough to be around Kelly and Elway and this and that. Those guys make the whole team better, because the defense knows that if we do our job, we got a chance to score points. We're going to make something happen. And And that's what I see start happening here. And he is by far, you know, the biggest difference maker on that football team if you're going to compare last year to this coming season. And in fact, I think that quarterback room, the whole room in its entirety today, because we don't know what's going to happen anytime, you know, at that spot, I will tell you they are about, it's about as good as it's been as a room than I can remember, let's say in recent history. And all those guys are competing. All of them are understanding that, you know, the tape is going to decide, the practice is going to decide, the production is going to decide who the starter is. And the starter right now is Ward, and it should be, because, I mean, Joe, the long ball, like the accuracy on the long ball. And I'm not like sold on that, but that's what you got to have to win games. But the throws that he has to make, the ones that you need day in and day out, and each drive, he makes those with a high level of consistency. He's not erratic in the things that he's supposed to do. It's not like, oh my God, he made that throw. Wow, that's a sign of relief. That's not the case. This guy's a quarterback. He's a manager of the team, and he's a great. He's be a great leader because the guys have all bought in, and that's not easy to get to happen when you roll in college and you've been somewhere else for 4 years, and you come in and you're running that position.
All right, so transfer portal talk is now part of spring football once it's over. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Mario, position-wise? We talked about running back. What are some of the positions you think coach is going, I don't have enough yet?
Well, if you talk about running back, there's, you know, I don't know what the recovery plan is for the guys that are hurt, right? But here's his stance, and I think it's the stance of everybody in college football. It has to be. If you can upgrade your roster at any position, you have to do it. Period. No questions asked. If you think you need to upgrade your position at quarterback, you better go get one, whether it's to push the first guy or push the second guy or jump ahead of the third guy. The same thing at receiver. I think, you know, Miami could use a great receiver, a difference maker there. You could look at what happened at Florida State, the Benson kid. They had him for 2 years. He was out at Oregon. He's going to be a second or third round pick in the draft. And look what he did to them. I mean, he gave them a running game that did not exist. So I think there's also some spots on the D line, and Miami was playing a lot of young guys at the linebacker spot. That defense, there's each level I think could use some help. Yeah. And I think it's just normal. You know, is there one spot you're going to target? I don't know. I think that just depends on what comes available. But if he can upgrade this football team, that's what you have to do.
Don, I got to believe he's got two highly recruited, big-time defensive tackles. Not one, but two. That doesn't happen very – we've been screaming for that for 20 years. Those guys, they got to be able to come in and play a little bit. And I know they've been in high school. They haven't been in college in this business yet. But don't you think those guys could get some playing time without seeing them?
Yeah. Joe, here's the thing with that spot. Yes. And they need it. And I don't, you know, you and I have kind of talked about it when we have been hanging out. Like, that position is hard to find. I know how you stood on your table for that Dolphins defensive tackle that got away, you know, and I think that's an elite position, and you got to try and get reps out of those guys. And whether it's 20 reps, or 10 reps a game or 20, it doesn't matter. If they can make any kind of difference, or you can get those guys even to be situational, it has to be done because they can take over a game. And I think it's a position that is really overlooked by most people these days, because a great three technique or a guy that can play inside those guards, they can literally take over a game or control a run game. And I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I got to get him in here early in this heat, throwing up a little bit in this humidity before I get ready to go. That's the first thing you happened to me.
In.
Yeah, you got to break them in if they're not from back here. Hey, DBJ, thank you, man. Really appreciate you coming on, brother. Thanks a lot.
Anytime, Joe. Thank you, man. See you later.
Don Bailey Jr. to talk a little bit about Miami Heat and, Miami Heat. I did it. Miami Hurricanes. Everything's Miami right now. Hey, I got some other good news I want to talk about this morning. No, I'm not an attorney for a firm, but I sure like talking about Cohen and Judah. Yeah, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, special guys, and really good at what they do. Matter of fact, not only if you're looking, you've had an injury and you need somebody, or you have somebody right now and they've made promises that they haven't been able to keep, there's no reason to put up. First time there's a sign of that going, they told me all these things they were going to do for me and I haven't heard anything. If you've been injured in an accident and you hired a law firm that made you promises and they haven't been able to keep them, listen, you're not alone. It happens every day, but there is somebody that does care every day. That's Cohen and Judah. Best thing I can do. Harvey always tells me, Joe, just do this. CohenandJudah.com. Just go. You'll learn everything from their website you need. CohenandJudah.com. Hey, big enough to go to trial against the largest companies in South Florida, small enough to handle a fender bender and everything in between. And those guys that shake your hand at the front door are going to handle your case personally, start to finish. I could go on and on. They're special guys. They're really good. And if you're feeling like you're a small ant in a big, big place and you don't like that feeling, why are you going through that? These guys cover all of South Florida. They're in Plantation. And if there is lack of communication and they're not calling you back, I know Harvey and Gary will. No, yes, they will. 866-FAIR-FEE. 866-324-7333. Better yet, again, go to CohenandJudah.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tom, I was hoping you played Piano Man because apparently a lot of people didn't get to hear the whole song last night. At the end of the concert on CBS, they had to go to local news. He's got some classics, man. 100 shows at Madison Square Garden. Anyway, hey, there you go. Say, man, what are you doing here? There it is.
Your news now.
And that's what happened last night. Can you imagine the amount of phone calls they had? Like, are you serious? They'll never watch you again. Billy Joel, are you kidding me? You don't do that to Billy Joel. All right. Hey, anyway, want to thank DBJ for coming on. Talk a little bit about the Canes this morning. Because now Mario goes quickly from talking to guys that he wants on the team and or the guys talking to him that don't want to be on the team. And then he's off and running with his staff for the transfer portal, trying to upgrade if there's something out there that he believes is an upgrade. Man, it's an incredible job when you think about year-round with this transfer portal pretty much. And trying to get ahead of the word of, hey, I hear such and such is leaving. We really liked him last year. He's leaving. He might be interested in coming to South Florida and jumping in on that. By the way, everybody else is doing the same thing, losing the same guys. And so it's a crazy time with the transfer portal right after spring football. You can't make that up. Like, all right, coach, spring's over. Back to recruiting. No, you can't. Don't worry about recruiting. Your sophomores going to be juniors, and juniors are going to be seniors in high school. We got to move on and hit this transfer portal. I don't know how you have time to do it all. I really do. You have a transfer portal. Oh, and I'm head of transfer portal, and I'm head of high school recruiting. It's crazy. That job to me just got a lot more difficult. With how about summer? We didn't see him getting ready to come. He's off the board already. Man, nobody knew he was going to transfer. Nobody. We never got a heads up on it. Man, that is just crazy. Crazy stuff just across the board. This whole transfer portal stuff is just absolutely nuts. By the way, we are set, though, for one thing we do know, and that is the NBA news for the Miami Heat, as the Miami Heat got zero help yesterday. So with Orlando, Indiana, and Philadelphia winning, so the Heat will hit the road for a one-game play-in at Philadelphia against the 76ers. And winner plays the Knicks. The Knicks move up yesterday with their win to number two. So the Knicks will be a two seed in the Eastern Conference. And the winner will play the Knicks in that. Boy, that'd be.
That's why the Sixer game is so big, because if you get the Knicks in the first round, if you're the Heat, you could probably wrap that up in 4 or 5, and then you get some extra time to rest. Which would be nice.
It would be nice. It's hard.
I assume they let the Knicks get one just out of respect for what they've done this regular season.
I think they get more than one. You got to give them a little credit, Woody.
You won't give Boston any credit. You give the Knicks credit. The Knicks have nothing, which is why they've killed themselves, you know, trying to get to this two spot.
Well, all I know is
they're champions of the regular season. It was a great season for them.
But the 76ers or the Heat are going to be playing their ass off to beat each other so they don't have to find out. Bulls and Hawks winner plays the loser of this 76ers Heat game. They can beat both of them, obviously. And then you get to face number one, the Boston Celtics, the number one seed. And by the way, the other great story, Oklahoma City ends up winning the West. I thought for sure Denver is going to win that thing, and Oklahoma City ends up one seed. I believe Denver's the number two seed, if I'm not mistaken.
They are, which makes it really interesting, because you got the Lakers and the Warriors in that play-in tournament.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like now it becomes who would you rather play? Obviously, you'd rather play OKC, right? Like, I don't think anyone wants to see Denver. I think Denver's probably still the best team in that conference.
Yes.
But, you know, OKC is talented. They're young. I don't think they get out of that thing, though.
Are you doing the old they don't have any playoff experience?
No, I actually think the Lakers might have somewhat of a shot to get out of this thing.
That could
happen. I know they made a little run last year.
LeBron knows
that this is the end, right? Like, he's up against it.
Well, he's going to leave everything he has.
Yes, that's the thing, is he's going to leave it all out there. Like, this could be, what, how many more seasons do you think LeBron plays? One? Maybe.
I don't know, Woody. He looks like more than one more season.
I know, man, but like,
I keep waiting for that 17, 18 points a game, and he's still in the mid-20s
every night. God, he's, what, 39 now?
I know, but he doesn't have a normal.
I know, but all those extra seasons of playoff basketball and the Olympics. And
guy just, when he breaks down, it's for a week.
I know.
He doesn't miss seasons.
I also don't think LeBron is going to be one of those guys that, like, you know, wants to play a backup role or anything like that, or just be, you know, just a guy on a team. So I think when he knows he can't play at the level he's at right now, I'm guessing that he'll call it a career.
I don't see him leaving the Lakers. I would agree that this is the this will be his last stop, and he would just like to see them get a little bit better than they already are.
I know he wants to play with his son, but it seems unrealistic at this point, unless they're going to sign him as like a free agent or something.
The other part is AD, man. He hurt again, got a little banged up again. He said he'll be ready to go. But, yeah, no, the Golden State story along with the Lakers, see what happens.
Golden State fell off a cliff, huh?
I think they still ended up, what, 10, 12 games over 500 at the end, played
yeah,
better,
but
they're not,
still, they're not the team they were. And they're, what, a year removed from winning a championship?
No more than that now.
Didn't they win one in there somewhere?
No, it's been a couple years.
Has it been a couple?
Yeah. It's been a few. The last one they won was
because the Heat
Kevin
went
Durant.
In 2020, right?
The last one they won was with Kevin Durant before his injury.
Was it?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. And then Kevin Durant, they're on to. If he would have been back, they would have won another one. But he went down to the Achilles. No, it's been a few years, Woody. They've been living on. They won a couple before Durant got there, and they won one with Kevin Durant, and that's it, if I'm not mistaken. Watch you tell me that.
I think you may be mistaken, but I'll take your word for it.
I don't remember them winning any championships without Kevin Durant after he left.
Kevin Durant's not very good.
Maybe they did. Maybe they got
one. They don't need
one.
Kevin Durant. Yeah, Steph Curry's enough. I think they did, man. I think it was the Heat were 2020. Right, then I think it was the Warriors, then the Nuggets, and then...
Did they win another one? Maybe they did.
I think they did.
It's been a while, Woody. You know, my age, you're okay to not to, to have to worry about that.
I'm younger than you, and I can't remember.
Well, I got to tell you the other story, of course, is Paul Maurice with the Panthers, as they're going to wait and see what happens tonight on who plays in their game tomorrow against Toronto Celtics. The Boston Bruins have two games left, one tonight against Washington. Then they'll have a good idea what they're going to do. Boston's up 1 point on them already. And
Warriors won in 22, by the way, 2022.
They did, huh?
Yeah, so it went.
That one.
So it was the Lakers. Remember, the Lakers won in the bubble.
Yeah.
And then you had Warriors, then Nuggets was how it went.
Huh. All right.
And somebody must have won in 2021.
Yeah, somebody did win in 2021.
They played a season that year, didn't they? Remember who it was? It was the Bucks.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Remember the Bucks won, got one?
The Giannis. And by the way, the league is waiting on Giannis right now.
So
Ante
it was
Lakers, to see what happens.
Lakers, Bucks, Warriors, Nuggets. It's last year, last champions.
I think they're going to have to blow this Golden State thing up. Say this could be it for Klay Thompson. He might want to have a really good playoffs series coming up here, a deep one into the playoffs. I think Lakers actually have a much better team if they're healthy than the Warriors right now. Just a lot of guys up and down. Steph Curry's got so much pressure on him to win every night. All right, listen, we've got a lot more stuff to get to. Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach, joined us earlier. We'll have him if you missed it. Got some great stuff this morning on coaching, communication, some of the lines that he's had, and getting set for these playoffs with this group. So we'll have that for you coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.